This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Chhattisgarh, at least 7 Maoists, including 2 female rebels, were killed in an encounter in Bastar Division. According to the police officials, the encounter took place in the forest of Abujmad in Narayanpur district. Based on intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in this area, a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was sent to the area. During the search operation, fierce gun battle took place between security forces and Maoists in the jungles near village Kakur and Tekmeta. Security forces recovered bodies of 7 Maoists from the spot, along with 1 AK-47 rifle and huge quantity of arms and ammunition. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that people are witnessing the difference between 10 years of Modi government and 60 years of Congress rule. Addressing a public meeting at Madha in Maharashtra, he said that while prime ministers during the Congress rule chanted the phrase Garibi Hatayenge, but it is the NDA government that lifted 25 crore people out of poverty in the last 10 years. Mr. Modi said that in 2014, there were about 100 irrigation projects that were stuck for decades and the NDA government has already executed 63 of them. Attacking NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, Mr. Modi said that when Mr. Pawar was the agriculture minister at the centre, the fair and remunerative price, FRP, of sugarcane was 200 rupees, but during the 10 years of NDA rule, the FRP of sugarcane has been increased to 340 rupees per quintal. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will address rallies in Osmanabad and Latur. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed a public rally in Bhind in Madhya Pradesh. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah has accused Congress of spreading misinformation that the BJP will end reservations after crossing 400 seats. Addressing media persons in Guwahati today, he said that these claims are baseless and unfounded. Mr. Shah assured that BJP supports reservations for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and other backward classes. In Manipur, re-polling is underway in 6 polling stations of Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency. Re-polling is being held today in 5 polling stations in Ukhrul district and 1 in Senapati from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Earlier, the Election Commission of India announced that the voting process in these polling stations conducted on 26th of April is void and directed for re-polling. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has demanded swift action from Karnataka DGP in the alleged sexual abuse case involving JDS leader Prajwal Revanna. Taking so more cognizance in this matter, NCW Chairperson Rekha Sharma has written a letter to Karnataka DGP and asked to apprehend the accused. She also asked to submit a detailed report within 3 days. Ms. Sharma condemned the alleged sexual abuse, saying these events endanger women's safety and perpetuate a culture of violence. Admiral Dinesh Kumar Tripathi has taken over as the Chief of the Naval Staff today. He has succeeded Admiral R. Hari Kumar. Talking to reporters in New Delhi after assuming charge, Admiral Tripathi said the Indian Navy should remain operationally ready at all times to deter potential adversaries at sea in peace and to win the war at and from the sea. He also stressed that he will strengthen the ongoing efforts of the Indian Navy towards Atmanirbharta by introducing new technologies and becoming an important pillar of national development. Due to heavy snowfall in the tribal district of Lahaul Spiti in Himachal Pradesh, life has been affected. The vehicular movement has been halted between Manali-Leh Highway beyond Baralacha and between Atal Tunnel and Dundi due to snow accumulation. Approximately 6,000 tourists stranded at Atal Tunnel and Dundi have been safely evacuated overnight as part of a rescue operation. The risk of landslides has increased in the valley due to this snowfall and the road is blocked near Sisu due to landslides. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Mumbai Indians at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. And in women's cricket, India will take on host Bangladesh in the second match of the 5-match T20 series in Sylhet today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. Harmanpreet Kaur is leading the Indian women's team while Nigar Sultana is in charge of the Bangladeshi team. And that is the end of this news bulletin.